This is CBS Eye on the World. Bill Rajah of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Hussaina Khanli of the Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, are with me. In conversation with Jerry Dunleavy and James Hassan, the authors of a new book, Kabul, about the withdrawal of the U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan in the winter, spring, and summer of 2021. Bill, I come to you because the day, August 26th, that's the bombing, the man understood, according to my informants, who engineered the bombing was a young man, Logari, Abdul Rahman al-Logari, well-to-do family. He had been identified by the U.S. intelligence agencies as early as 2017 as looking to do a suicide bombing against New Delhi. He was eventually captured and imprisoned at Bagram for many years and released by the Taliban after Bagram was abandoned by the NATO forces in July. He was the bomber. It is, however, an astonishing fact that the State Department, Biden administration to this day, will not name Logari as the bomber. Why, Bill? Why won't they say what we know because of the apparatus of the U.S. intelligence apparatus?
Yeah, John, this is, you know, the administration continues to want to put Afghanistan in the rearview mirror, and they're doing their damnedest to make that happen. They're ignoring facts that are pretty much well established by this point. One of them is the name of the suicide bomber. He was, as you noted, captured in 2017, held at the prison in Bagram. When he was released, after the Taliban overran Bagram Air Base and liberated the prison there, the Taliban cut him loose. And that's an inconvenient truth for this administration. Remember, the administration was calling the Taliban at the time our partners. And if you look into more what Hassan and John Levy are reporting, they're noting that the administration or that U.S. intelligence officials on the ground in the military were tracking an Islamic State cell that they believed were preparing to conduct a suicide attack in Kabul. And they were asking for permission to target this cell. This was prior to the August 26th attack in order to preempt the attack. And they were denied any permission to do it. And not only that, the general in charge, General Donahue, tried to contact the Taliban and ask the Taliban to take out this ISIS cell, and the Taliban declined to do that. So when you bring attention to issues like this suicide attack by Logari, you get down to some details that are very, very unflattering to the military and particularly to the Biden administration, which just wanted to leave Afghanistan. And again, the administration doesn't want to focus any negative attention on its conduct in Afghanistan. So it will bury things like Logari's identity.
The Taliban were in charge of security all around the gates, had been for days. The Taliban took no casualties the day of the bombing. No casualties, Bill. There's reason to believe it was a complex attack. There were rounds fired after the attack. Logari was identified as ISIS-K, and yet the information points to the Taliban, impossible to believe they didn't know that there was a threat to their perimeter, withdrawing their forces that had been perched in threatening fashion at Abbey Gate for days before. It's all a puzzle, Bill. There has been an investigation by the military. There's now an investigation by the Congress. So I want a happy ending here. Do we have expectation that the Congress will tell us the facts that are missing?
So, you know, one quick point before I answer that question, you know, we were able to identify him very likely in identifying the ISIS cell. The Taliban, the unit that was running security is called Badri 313, which was Taliban special forces, which includes suicide bombers run by the Haqqani network. They know what a suicide bomber looks like. It's very likely they knew who Logari was, given their people were in prison in Bagram with him. And yet they take no casualties, yet he passes through Taliban lines. And they know what a suicide bomber looks like. I hope that this investigation will get to the bottom of it. I have more confidence that the House side will get to the bottom of this than I do the Senate side. The Senate the Senate investigation on the Afghanistan War Commission is being staffed and has people on it that are were involved in the war, a general who was involved in intelligence, a researcher who was an advisor to generals and advised on policy. That's the perfect situation to just basically conduct a CYA maneuver for everyone involved so that, you know, everyone's to blame and no one's to blame. The House has a better chance of doing this because they're focusing more on the process of the withdrawal. And, you know, and also Jerry Dunleavy, who is reporting on this, is also one of the lead investigators for this. So I have some hope, but given how things work in Congress, and I don't have much hope that the press will actually report on this in a, you know, they'll tend to bury this one.
Mr. Ambassador, you have thoughts about this. The event that took place in 2021 is a significant blow to the United States, continues to be. Does Pakistan have an opinion? Do you have an opinion of Kabul and their involvement in the attack on the Americans at Abbey Gate?
John, you and I have been talking about this. I have opinions what the Pakistani state government and military machinery have. What opinion they have is a different matter. My opinion has been consistent. The United States lost a lot of prestige. It has effectively ceded the space in Afghanistan to a terrorist group. And unfortunately, there will be consequences. But as Bill rightly points out, the current administration and even the American media want to just ignore what happened in Afghanistan as if it just didn't happen.
And yet what we have is an election in Pakistan that may or may not turn on the ability to provide security for the Pakistani people. One more detail about the interview with Mr. Kakari, Senator Kakar, who is the interim prime minister. There is said to be January now as a possible date for the election, but there's no fixed date. What is your measure? Does the army want this election to happen, or is it happy to continue the interim?
Well, I think that they would certainly want an election so that there, whatever the outcome of it is, at least a fig leaf for whatever is happening in Pakistan. When they hold it, how they will hold it, I'm not going to go by statements of individuals. And the day-to-day news from Pakistan often conceals the bigger picture, which is, you know, that the military controls right. the political system, and its control has increased in the last 1 year than it was a year ago.
Hussain Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Bill Rajo, senior fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the Long War Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,